as you open your mind. Let life be the thought as you open your eyes. Let life be the glow as you open your ears. Let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. Good evening, everybody. Good morning, New York. Wherever you are, you know it is time for the Inside Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy, and I am pleased to tell you that we have a guest tonight. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is going to be doing the show with Sherry Kane, the investigative reporter with the most information that is reliable we have today. I want to tell you, bless y'all. Have a great show. And Dr. Len, please bring us in with the invocation for the...
Thank you, Sister Roger. Roxy Hampton from Hawaii. We love you dearly and miss you tremendously.
Yes, so, Roxy, we really love you and miss you. And I got your letter today. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm out of here.
Let's give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for this opportunity to be on VBS Radio and to share your truth, your word, your will, your way with all the people who are listening. I ask for a special blessing on not only the people that are listening, but on our special guest, Richard Gage, tonight with the 9/11 Truth Movement. May you fully bless and anoint and gift all of the people listening and Richard and the 9/11 Truth Movers and Shakers with your magnificent capability to have absolute fundamental understanding emanated worldwide so people get the truth that shall set us free, that you may have, may gift them, and they may be fully blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit to communicate perfectly so that everybody can understand the manipulations of the demonic realm that we are witnessing today and yet be protected maximally by your divine protection and your angels of protection. That way, I ask a special blessing for the listeners tonight that they may be also guided tonight and always through this kingdom of heaven that holds the key to your divinity, that that protection that we seek is therein, and that everyone is fully blessed and anointed with that perfection which resonates your harmony. We love you, Heavenly Creator. Thanks for the blessing tonight, and thanks for our special guest, Richard Gage. Welcome to the Inside Hour. Amen, amen. Welcome to the Inside Hour, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. And
I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're here every Tuesday night. We come to you live via bbsradio.com, also live streaming right now on the Internet at love528tv.net. Love528tv.net is Dr. Len Horowitz's, is yours truly's personal web broadcasting station. So combining BBS with the Internet, love528tv.net, we try to bring you the best of the best. We always try to cover both the world's worst news, but also the greatest news, because we're always looking for solutions. And so we're advancing a variety of those. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. If you haven't signed up yet, I'm sure Sherry will tell us tonight a little bit more about how you can sign up to be a partner with us. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com is that opportunity. And I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing, the people at Tetrahedron, the people at the Healthy World Store that take your calls and service your orders. And without those, we would not be on the air. So I want to thank you personally for all of the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, and healthcare products and equipment that you purchase that sustains this ministry and this, literally, these revelatory communications that we share. As soon as we get them, you get them. So I want to thank you for joining us. I want to bring in our guest, special guest. Let me introduce Richard Gage to you. Richard is Richard, you're going to correct me if I'm wrong, an architect and an engineer who had gotten involved with looking at the World Trade Center collapses and realizing that they were controlled demolitions, and that understanding the technology of their construction, realized early on that what was happening in New York and around the country with regard to the quote-unquote terrorist attacks was a fraud. We know it, he knows it, and he has been at the forefront of the 9/11 Truth Movement, bringing the technical details to bear on the lies. And I am honored to introduce to you tonight Richard Gage from the California, Northern California area. Richard, join us, please.
Thank you very much, Lynn. It's just really, really great to be here with you. It's an honor, in fact. Thank you.
Great to have you here, too, brother. So tell us a little bit more, if I was remiss in explaining a little bit more of your background and how you got engaged in 9/11 truth and where you guys are at right now and what kind of help that you need from everyone else. Please fill us in a little bit. Go ahead, take it away.
You bet. I'm a member of the American Institute of Architects. I've been an architect for 20 years. I'm not an engineer. But I've worked on many, many different types of buildings, including large school projects, $120 million high school, for instance. And then more recently in Nevada, a mixed-use facility with mid-rise office space and lots and lots of retail, and over 1,200 tons of steel framing altogether. And so this was a very exciting project, $400 million project. But I didn't have time to continue my career because, starting 4 years ago, I heard on the radio here in the Bay Area, KPFA, Guns and Butter, and don't ask me why I was listening to this radical free speech news. I was a Reagan Republican. But anyway, there I was listening. David Ray Griffin came on. He's done lots of research on the subject of 9/11. And he was talking about these 118 first responders that were recorded orally in October of 2001 as citing evidence for explosions at the onset of both of the destruction of both of the towers, and seeing flashes of light. None of this testimony or the other dozens and dozens and dozens of witnesses hearing explosions, being blown around the buildings by explosions, none of this made it into the 9/11 Commission report or the FEMA report or the NIST report, as did none of the neither did most of the information which we're going to be speaking about tonight make it into those reports. So I was just shocked. I never heard any alternative explanation as to how these towers might have come down other than what we were told, which, of course, is jet plane impacts, large explosion, ignition of office contents, and heating up of the structural elements in the towers, causing a gravitational collapse all the way down to the ground. All of this doesn't make any sense, actually, when you start looking at the evidence, which we didn't know about, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
So, Richard, I want to thank you for that introduction. And, folks, if you haven't seen the film Farm of Horrors, that has a lot of very new, interesting, and stunning, shocking, in fact, details about where the money went that was supposedly for the construction, reconstruction of the World Trade Center. It was veered to Las Vegas, and Sherry and I had been investigating that, and suddenly we fell into, you know, a mushroom cloud of indicting evidence against the people who are heavily engaged in petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel control, the pharma media, we call them. There's a New York drug ring that we've talked about on this program before called the Partnership for New York City that actually, and Richard, I don't even know if you're aware of this, but
no.
We mentioned it in the film. It's very briefly in the film, and it's in some of our other publications.
You can actually go to fluscam.com, and you can check out the affidavit link that's on there. There's a bunch of news releases as well as an affidavit that Dr. Horowitz wrote and the news release that Dr. Horowitz and I broke this news together about the partnership for New York City back in September.
And that's on the fluscam.com
website. Fluscam.com website.
I thought that the news archives are on healthyworldstore.com.
We still have that link, the affidavit link, unless you removed it from Fluscam.
No, I didn't remove it.
So you can go check out that, and that was early research this This actually late last year, early September, late last year, September, where we uncovered the partnership for New York City's full connections and how the media actually is the same, one in the same of the people that are running the pharmaceutical industry. So if you look at people like Rupert Murdoch, he is the person that runs Fox News and News Corp. He's also runs the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia, which conducted some of the first swine flu testing on children that were about 6 months to 8 years old. That was untested vaccinations, and they were experimental. And so he did the first research. And his son, James, is the overseer, non-executive director of Smith Kline Beecham, which is where Rupert has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, which is a division of, well, actually, it's connected with CSL, which is a division of Merck.
Yeah.
And then his son is the overseer, non-executive director of Smith Kline Beecham, and his mother runs the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne. So he's really heavily connected in the pharmaceutical cartel. Now, the Partnership for New York City, in case you don't know, they are in charge of rebuilding the World Trade Center.
And all the money.
And all the money.
All the money.
They're in collaboration with Larry Silverstein, who is the person that leased the World Trade Center. I believe it was 6 or 7 weeks before the Trade Center came down. He leased it for 99 years and took out a huge insurance policy with a insurance company that was a division of General Electric Insurance Company. It was a subsidiary, a smaller subsidiary, where GE is the umbrella of it. And so if you look at the connections, now you have Rupert and you have Lloyd Blankfein. Lloyd is the person we heavily expose in Pharma Wars. He also runs and funds ABC Disney. He funds all of Michael Moore's productions, which is produced by Miramax Company, the Weinstein Company, formerly Miramax. And then you have Thomas Glocer. Thomas is the person who is the CEO of Reuters. He's also the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. So if you look at all the media connections, there's William Zuckerman.
That's U.S. News and World Report. So if you look at the commission of the Partnership for New York City with regard to 9/11, these are the people that were to assess the economic devastation that occurred to New York City, to New York State, and then ultimately get money, raise money for the reconstruction and steward the money for the reconstruction. So, you know, you follow the money, and it takes you right into the heart of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, you know, big pharma and the energy industrialists that are intimately connected with Rothschild, Rockefeller banksters that have been pulling all of the geopolitical and financial strings over Goldman Sachs, which of course is taking the heat today for the economic collapse of the housing industry and certainly other profiteering off of America's demise in this case. So we're really heavily engaged in exposing that with the film Pharma Wars, which also has two segments that deal with 9/11. So, Richard, I don't know if you've had the chance to see Pharma Wars, but you'll really appreciate the expose that's been done on the money managers.
Yeah, I did start the film, but I only I had to take it in chunks. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. And, you know, what's really great about this film is, I mean, all of Dr. Horowitz's work is all brilliant, and this film is a lot different than what he's done
previously. I'm here to say that, you know.
No.
No, I don't pay him.
No, he doesn't. As a matter of fact, he doesn't pay me to work with him either, so he doesn't pay me for anything. I'm still waiting for them.
Are you calling me cheap?
No, I really did give up everything that I was doing before to really do all the research, because I believe in this. This is something I've done for a really long time. I've been writing about 9/11 since it happened, and I also wrote about Barack Obama way before he was elected. So all the stuff that's going on with the country, I've always been a skeptic and always wanting to know the truth. And looking at Dr. Horowitz's work, he was a truth seeker as well, and always somebody searching for the truth and doing research and never believing what he hears on the media. And it's hard to find people like that you can connect with and do research with that really aren't biased toward what the media says. You really have your own mind, and it's hard to find people like Richard and Len out there. So I'm really happy that I cross paths with them, because otherwise I'd be doing the lonely researcher work all my life, huh?
We should tell people about what Richard's doing with us in the upcoming couple of weeks. We've
right.
got the conspiracy conference coming up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right, and that's coming up on the weekend of the 4th and the 5th.
Yeah, so if you're out there anywhere near San Francisco, would like to attend a conspiracy conference, go to conspiracycon.com
right.
and contact Brian Hall, who's the host of that event. And you'll see Faunal Whores on Sunday night there.
At 9 p.m.
At 9 p.m. on Sunday night. That's the first weekend in June.
It's going to be at the Santa Clara Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara, California. So if you're in the Bay Area, definitely come up there and check it out. We're having our screening, but that's not the only screening we're having.
And then Richard Gage is on the line with us tonight to talk about what he knows about 9/11. Richard and Sherry and some friends of ours, Tony Cope, is in San Francisco to set up the historic, what is it, Bal Theater? Bal Theater.
In San Leandro, California.
And on Saturday night.
That's the 12th.
The 12th of June. So Saturday night, the 12th of June, make plans if you're anywhere within 100 miles or 200 miles of this event. Please be there. It'll be a beautiful theater. It'll be a large audience, and we'll be really pleased to see you there. Richard's going to introduce a little bit what he does, not only on this program, but also Saturday night to the audience there at the theater.
And we also have another screening coming up if you're on the East Coast on July 1st in Northampton, Massachusetts. Dr. Horowitz and I will also be there for a Q&A, and that's going to be sponsored by Jonathan Mark, who's also part of the 9/11 Truth Movement.
Right. So you can go online to
HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Check out the calendar of events, and I posted some of the events up there. It's still being updated, though. We've been swamped, so bear with us. We're trying to get all this information out and doing all the research and writing the press releases and doing all the stuff. So we're looking for really good partners and help out there if you know anybody who's willing to jump on board. And
right. The other thing is we're about to launch 528records.com, and that'll be like the shot heard around the world, particularly the music industry. And music is so much. It's the universal language. And so we're going to literally with the release and the effort to bring 528 hertz frequency to public awareness that this is virtually the warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love. It's the reason why little blades of grass are this greenish-yellow color. It's really so simple when you understand that it's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the Creator's heart. It's like the center of your heart. And when you've got those warm fuzzies going, then, love heals. It's the universal healer. And so water, the universal solvent, your body's full of water, it resonates. And water is a superconductor of sound, particularly sound of love is 528 hertz. And we're going to transpose all of the music worldwide. We'll have the capacity with the launch of 528records.com for you to upload any music that you enjoy listening to in standard A440 hertz tuning and download it in 528. And God willing, next week I'll have a new website up that details, or at least a new article up on medicalveritas.org. Which is the journal Medical Veritas, that is for the medical truth, and the consumers and people like yourselves out there listening want the full truth about everything from vaccinations to, in this case, the music that shall set us free. You can go to medicalveritas.org, and you'll see this new article that I'm currently working on that'll expose how we got A440, how we got into this mess, how we got into 9/11 is the same way we got into the musical manipulation and the indoctrination.
Same people behind
it. Same people.
Same people that are controlling the music we listen to are the same people that took down the World Trade Center and are giving us these deadly vaccinations. It's the same people running. The Rockefellers are like the big name.
Big name in America.
And you can also look at the Queen of England, too.
Yeah.
I actually sent you something for General Electric, the TED Conference, which is actually, we talk about that in Faunal Whores. Bill Gates is doing a conference at the TED conference. He's doing a lecture this past year, and he's talking about how vaccinations are going to be helpful in eliminating 6 out of the 7 billion people on this planet.
He says 10 to 15%, so it's 900 million, he's actually saying, are going to be killed or terminated via vaccinations.
So basically what he's saying there is really crazy. And he actually says he loves vaccinations, but if you look at who is running and who is sponsoring the TED conference and all of the TED organization, and they have a whole a following of different things that they do within after the conference, before the conference, they have chat rooms, and it's all sponsored by General Electric.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
The largest, most wealthy company in the world, heavily invested by the Royal Family of England.
And again,
what else is new?
Larry Silverstein, remember, took out an insurance policy under a subsidiary insurance company of General Electric.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that, yeah, so anyway, it goes back to 9/11. So Richard, please continue, and thanks for bearing with us. Share something else so that you feel that the listeners of the Inside Hour should know about 9/11.
Yeah, you bet. Now that's all fascinating, too, how all this stuff ties together. I really appreciate that perspective. Well, since 4 years ago when I started Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, we now have 1,200 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation of the three World Trade Center high-rises that were destroyed on 9/11. And I say three because many people don't even know anything, including architects and engineers across the country, do not know about the third worst structural failure in modern history. This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that was just a football field away from the Twin Towers. And after the Twin Towers went down in the morning of 9/11, this building stood. It received some damage from the North Tower. But at 5:20 in the afternoon, all of a sudden, this building, this 47-story skyscraper, not hit by an airplane, drops straight down uniformly, symmetrically, almost into its own footprint at free fall acceleration. What that means is it dropped as fast as a bowling ball dropping off the side of it. And,
oh, and that's what it sounds like, right? Always. When you hear them come right down.
I can't hear you very well, Sherry.
Controlled demolition. That's how it was. That's how it was with all the buildings. Controlled demolition. Not, I mean, definitely set up. There was explosives in the buildings. You could clearly see them even in the trade centers. You could see the down on lower floors, you could see the lights coming out of the windows where there wasn't any plane. There wasn't any reason why down 10 floors below where the planes hit, suddenly the windows are exploding with flames.
Sticking back to World Trade Center 7, just so I don't get confused, or our listeners don't get confused, this building drops as fast as a bowling ball. Now, what that means is that the 40,000 tons of structural steel that was holding this building up for its lifetime, which is designed five times stronger than it needs to be to hold this building up, gave absolutely no resistance. What happened to all of those 81 columns? They had to have been removed, and removed suddenly, synchronistically timed, and floor by floor, because NIST acknowledges that this building collapsed for eight stories of its collapse. That's a third of its fall was at free fall, and the rest of it was just darn near it. So that means those columns had to have been removed, and the only way they could have been removed is with explosives. And indeed, we have several witnesses that are on record as hearing these sounds of explosions, feeling the ground rumbling like you wanted to grab onto something. Whistleblowers, Craig Bartmer of the New York Police Department, and others talking about, I know an explosion when I hear it. So we also have in the rubble pile of Building 7 several tons of molten iron flowing like lava. They called it molten steel because they didn't know. The tests hadn't been done yet. The first responders call it from a volcano flowing. So this doesn't happen with office fires. Office fires don't melt steel. They don't melt iron. They're only half the temperature required to melt iron. which is, or steel, 2,700 degrees. So this is really important. It was not investigated. It was not included, although this evidence for molten metal, which is dozens of witnesses and photographs and videos, and yet it's actually denied by NIST. What can produce that? Well, thermite is an incendiary which cuts through steel like a hot knife through butter, and it melts steel or iron. It melts through steel when it's used in cutter charges, and the molten metal has been tested by physicist Stephen Jones, and he finds that indeed it's not only molten iron, but it has the chemical evidence of thermite in it, which is aluminum, manganese, iron, oxygen, etc. So, and this is even documented by FEMA in their Appendix C of their report, the BPAT report, Building Performance Assessment Report. It came out in May of 2002. They document the intergranular melting, molten iron invading the grain boundaries of the steel, hot sulfur corrosion attacks. Where does the sulfur come from? Sulfur is added to thermite and to lower the temperature melting point of steel. So all of this evidence is mounting and denied by official sources. And this is why we now have 1,200 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation. And when you start looking at the Twin Towers, as you were starting to do, Sherry, the evidence is even greater for the explosive demolition of these towers.
Now, Larry Silverstein, he was the person that was said to have said bullet for building number 7. Isn't that correct?
Well, there was a show, America Rebuilds, in, I think, 2002, in which Larry Silverstein was interviewed, and he says, well, there's been such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it, referring to Building 7. And so he says, they gave the order to pull, and we watched the building come down. So that seems, on the surface of it, like an acknowledgement that they directly intervened to bring that building down. Of course, he denies that was his intent by making that statement, suggesting that what he meant was pull the firemen out of the building. But, in fact, the firemen weren't in the building fighting the fire. They were standing outside scratching their heads, wondering why they'd been ordered not to fight the fire. These were 8 to 10 fairly small, isolated pockets of fire. Excuse me. And and a lot of smoke on the south side. But they put out these kinds of fires routinely. There was no reason for this building to come down. What we're told happened is that these fires caused thermal expansion, a new phenomenon never before heard of in high-rise fires. High-rise fires, by the way, have never brought down a high-rise ever, except on 9/11. We have three of them. This caused a girder to be unseated on its column 79, causing the internal cascading failure of this building, which makes no sense. There's a whole number of reasons which we cover on our DVD, which is entitled 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. And that's on our website, which is ae911truth.org. And people can look at the DVD there and look at all of the rest of this evidence. It's pretty extraordinary. Almost every architect and engineer who looks at our DVD ends up agreeing with us and signs our petition. We've given 150 presentations around the world and in 16 countries now, and we're going to be going to South Africa and China this year. Very exciting.
Well, we should definitely talk to you about getting that DVD and putting it in
Healthy World Store,
yeah. Getting it out there to people.
Do you sell that, Richard? Do you sell that DVD, or do you send it out for free?
It can be seen for free on our website, and it can be purchased also to give to friends in quantity, and in envelopes, and also in the hard case.
Yeah,
so however people want to.
Can you give people like a telephone number or a contact information to order it?
Yeah, just on the website, ae911truth.org.
So everybody, that's A, like Apple, E, like Esther, 911truth.org. Write that down. Check out that website. Actually, I went to your website. I think you have a really cool website. I was telling you today, I was like, Len, check out this website. It's pretty good. You got it together over there. And what's really interesting out there, folks, I mean, think about it. Here, Richard is an architect, and there's a slew of other architects and engineers out there. These people understand how buildings are built. They understand structures. And here's people that actually, anybody out there who doesn't believe that 9/11 was an inside job, here, these are architects out there that can tell you that these buildings, it's really, really virtually impossible that these buildings came down. And if they did come down, it had to be done through some types of bombs or thermite explosives. And there was no other way. I mean, the way these structures were built, if you've ever seen the World Trade Center, I used to live across the street from the World Trade Center in Manhattan. And I can tell you that those buildings were impressive. I mean, you never would imagine that they could come down.
Never.
They were so, I mean,
and if any, for any child has ever played with building blocks or, you know, the Tinker Toys, you know, you get a couple that may fall off, all of a sudden it kind of like doesn't cave down on itself and disappear into dust. It falls over and it's all bent and breaks, and metal is would be expected to be everywhere. And that just never happened. And anybody who's awake at all could realize that. And I think that's why in Pharma Whores, when Showtime has done two segments, they came to me, Penn and Teller's Showtime show called Bullshit, Penn and Teller's Bullshit, came to basically make me look like a charlatan. And we kind of stung them. That's what the film Pharma Whores is about. And please get it, view it. But there's two segments that they did, this program, to claim that 9/11 truthers are crazy. And that's what they do. They make they take people who don't represent the intelligence, and they don't
their
represent
their agenda. They don't represent their agenda, which is their pharmaceuticals, their vaccinations,
their
the government. They don't go with what the government wants you to do. You have to be law abiding. And we're not saying, you know, when you think about a criminal, there are criminals out there that steal and rob and kill. No, they want to put us in the same category as any criminals, and they consider us to be terrorists because we don't believe in what.
We're enemies of the state because the state is completely grossly corrupt. In fact, it's beyond corrupt. It's genocidal. It's killing us. And if you think about this, if they got away with 9/11 and they have now, as Richard's talking about, 1,200 architects who have signed demanding another reinvestigation or investigation of this sham investigation that they had, and they're still not doing anything, and you have all of the evidence that is not just in Pharma Whores, but on Richard's DVD and the other DVDs that are out there also declaring the truth. You had Dave Von Kleist do a couple films. You had William Lewis do a film. So there's a number of people that have done very excellent exposés on the terrorist attack that was an inside job and a demolition of the World Trade Center 3 buildings. And they still get away with that. You can see what we're dealing with here. It's completely out of control, and we the people are really our only hope. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We have got to take the responsibility to say enough is enough. We need the leaders. You see, the rest of the sheep, they're simply following in a daze the mainstream media. And the manipulation involves fear. People are afraid to speak up. In every single organization that we approach, you have individuals in those organizations who are afraid to tell the full truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. But the reality is that's only the truth, the full truth, that shall set us free. A half-truth is a complete lie, according to the Bible and according to the results that you want to achieve. So it's up to you folks listening out there to become your own saviors, saving humanity, because essentially we need you to step up to the leadership position that's been missing. You need to be the alpha males and the alpha females to herald very loudly and clearly the truth that shall set us free. And 9/11 is pivotal. I mean, it is such an obvious sore thumb. I mean, it's sticking out so grossly that you've got to be a fool not to see it, and you've got to be a frightened sheep not to literally scream bloody murder, because that's what it was. And if they got away with killing over 3,000 people within, 8 seconds, and they got away with then all of the thousands of the police and fire officials and the emergency responders who were then intoxicated with all of the soot and the fallout and the toxic waste that came out of that, and they got away with the poisoning of New York, and they got away with all of that, what makes you think they're not getting away with this global genocide with the vaccinations? And what makes you think they're not going to release H5N1 with H1N1 this coming flu season? They're doing it, and they're going to do it so long as you keep your mouth shut. The worst conspiracy is a conspiracy of silence, and you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. So I'm asking you folks out there, please, raise your level of activism. Raise your voice a few notches out there. Don't be intimidated. Whoever you see, wherever you go, I tell you, it's what Sherry and I do when we go shopping, wherever we go, we travel, we do this, do that. We're in a cab, we talk to the cab driver. We're at the checkout counter, we talk to the teller. We always tell people what the big truth is, and we're trying to save lives. A great inroad to do that would be to tell people about the vaccinations, about PharmaWars.com and AE911Truth.com website. .org website, yeah.
So, you really have to look at, don't believe what we say. I always say that. Don't believe what we're telling you. Do your own research. You can read what we wrote. You can read all of the websites. You can read about all of the things we've actually published and all the books that Dr. Horowitz has published over the years. And I'm just saying, don't take our word for it. Do your own research. It's like math. It's like putting two and two together.
Yeah.
And it's that simple.
So simple. Hey, Richard, go ahead. Keep going. It's fascinating what you're sharing.
Well, it's even more interesting relative to the Twin Towers. The thing that gets even the architects who are not chemists or anything, what bothers them and other people the most is the fact that explosives, high-tech nanothermite composite explosives, are found in all the samples of the World Trade Center dust that blanketed lower Manhattan 4 to 12 inches thick with pulverized concrete. In all of these samples of pulverized concrete, we have these small red-gray chips found by an international team of scientists in every sample that they conducted tests for. Hundreds of these red-gray chips, a 16th of an inch long, red on one side, gray on the other. The red side is composed of extremely small particles of iron oxide and aluminum powders. When I say extremely small, we're talking nanoscale, 40 nanometers across, these crystalline, like rhomboidal-shaped iron oxide particles, perfectly uniform to each other. And in contrast, the wafers of aluminum, 300, 400 nanometers long, 40 nanometers thick, these are perfectly uniform also, and they are in proportion to each other to make up the perfect thermite proportion, one quarter aluminum to three quarters iron oxide. This can't be anything else but nanocomposite thermite explosive. And indeed, they put it in a heater and it blows up at 420 degrees centigrade. When it blows up, it releases hundreds of small spherical particles the diameter of a human hair. These are iron. This is the releasing of iron in the aluminothermic response. This proves that it's the thermite and explosive thermite at that. And these small iron spheres, previously molten iron, are also found in the same chemical makeup throughout all of the dust throughout Lower Manhattan, this pulverized concrete powder, by USGS and other environmental firms. In other words, it's so characteristic that they say it's not even World Trade Center dust unless it has these iron spheres. And yet, they have no possible explanation, no rational explanation at all, for where these spheres might have come from. And yet, they're clearly the product of an aluminothermic response. In fact, thousands of them, very, very carefully placed aluminothermic charges or sol gels, spray applied, which is because they're these chips that are multi-layered. We think that they were sprayed onto the floors, probably. So this is damning evidence against the official story, especially when you consider the hundreds of witnesses hearing sounds of explosions, seeing flashes of light at the beginning, seeing 9-ton perimeter wall units being ejected at 60 miles an hour out of the side of the Twin Towers, landing 600 feet away, in what we're told was a gravitational collapse of each of these Twin Towers, in which we should have seen downward, not outward, and upward arching streamers of pyroclastic-like clouds, and almost like a geometry of fireworks. When you look at this, it makes no sense. You say, wait a minute, this is supposed to be a gravity-driven collapse. But no, that's not what happens. It's all outside the footprint. Everything, including the 110 floors in each of these buildings, each of which was an acre in size. And yet we don't find 50 floors at the bottom of either pile, not 10 floors, not even one floor. Almost, well, every one of them has been completely pulverized, and I mean 10,000 floor trusses, 220 acres of metal decking, pulverized to fine metal filings, also found throughout all of this powder. No floors at the bottom, just a two-story pile of core columns, perimeter columns, aluminum cladding. That makes no sense.
Wow, that's a very, very good explanation and description of how it is obviously a gross lie that we the people have been fed. And again, I would encourage everyone to go to healthyworldstore.com. Down at the bottom of the homepage of that website, you'll have news letter archives. If you click on those, you'll get Sherry Kane's wonderful works exposing the Partnership for New York City that has veered the money from the World Trade Center reconstruction, that were overseeing the finances not only of the damage to New York City and New York State from the catastrophe on 9/11, but the rebuilding and the reconstruction, which has not happened. It is way delayed, and in fact, what we, Sherry and I, have done especially well in the film Pharma Whores. Go to pharmahorrors.com and start to read about it. You can download the film also on the internet right
P-H-A-R-M-A.
Now.
P-H-A-R-M-A.
Yeah, it's not like a farmer. It's like pharmaceutical. P-H-A-R-M-A, whores.com. And what you'll then see is that this Partnership for New York City, and I know I put up, maybe that's the PDF file that Sherry was talking about from fluscam.com and the links therein. But their actual PDF file, which was published by the Partnership for New York City, that states exactly what I'm telling you, that they were in charge of the money, they are still in charge of the reconstruction money, and yet that money appears, by all the evidence we're looking at, to have been veered from New York City to Las Vegas for the construction of the new city center in Las Vegas, which is this premier attraction now. And at the center of this attraction are the Veer Towers, V-E-E-R Towers, that are two buildings that appear to be like the World Trade Towers that are leaning. They're lit in red, white, and blue as a monument to America. But they're leaning at the base of them. It appears that the construction there is this chaotic array of debris, and it is a virtual monument to the catastrophe of the 9/11 demolitions.
And it was strange because when we were in Las Vegas, we kind of just stumbled upon that, actually. I mean,
it was a divine direction.
And it was nighttime, and it was these two towers that were illuminated in red, white, and blue in this fantastic new casino that they just opened called the Aria Hotel Casino, which is in the same complex. And by the way, on their website, they label it the center of the new world. Which
so it's like the new
center.
World order
right.
center.
Exactly. And so I looked up, and I remember saying to Lynn, I said, well, I said, this reminds me of the World Trade Center.
And I was filming just at that moment. Right after Sherry said that, I had already been starting to pan over to the towers to get a view of them. And just then, I finished that segment. Instantly, the battery went dead on the camera.
But he did get a shot.
But I got the shot, and that's what's in the film Farmer Wars now. So really, we're very thankful that we've been blessed to have this kind of revelation and the information that can help people like Richard Gage with the 9/11 Truth Movement, because all those pieces of this puzzle, once they fit together, you begin to see the great, hideous picture, and it's time to stop it. So we're right now calling on the Rockefellers and the Zuckermans and the Lloyd Blankfeins of this whole, and Bill Gates with the genocidal vaccination to cease and desist. Let our people go. It's time to let us go. Shut down the media and the manipulation of the mass mind, the propaganda. Let it go. It's time. So, Richard, go ahead. We've got about 10 minutes left. What else can you share with us? And then I want you to give out your contact information again.
Well, I forgot to mention the press release that I'm going to put out for the screenings. I already have it labeled as Pharma Whores, Are They Manipulating Your Mind?
Oh, that's cool. That's what it is. It's a mind manipulation.
There's basically a question out there. It asks a question. That's the title of the press release.
Yeah, well, it's really a good question, and the reality is that, you know, we know the answer. They're not going to be, you know, frankly, folks, I don't believe in picking up guns at this point because that's what they're asking us to do. As long as they don't come into your house, and I highly recommend that you have guns because as soon as they enter your house to inject you or infect you or intoxicate you with some mandated drug, that's where I personally draw the line is through many, many of my friends and colleagues and many Americans. So I applaud the people who are still in support of gun owners' rights, but I also tell you that they're waiting. They're preparing right now for revolution and bloody revolution they're looking for. And they want us to revolt in that way, and I don't believe that we should. I believe that what we are engaging now is a whole spiritual renaissance, and I believe that it is through our increase of love and this whole concept of resonating in divine harmony that we can sustain ourselves through the great plagues that they're going to be loosing and have already loosed, as well as to be guided, just like we were guided to be at, you know, the World Trade, this new complex, this city center that's kind of like a takeoff of the World Trade Center. We were guided there. And for those of you, many of people who have been my friends, my colleagues, and listeners on the Inside Hour, we all agree. Our lives have taken on a very extraordinary synchronicity that, you know, we're praying for things and things are manifesting miraculously very quickly now. We're entering into a spiritual renaissance period that I believe is our salvation. It's a calling, and I believe that it has a lot to do with the music that we're listening to, that we can enhance this, and that's why we're working with 528records.com to develop that. But I think that, in general, It takes everybody working together who has the ears to hear this kind of truth to reach down and be fishers of men and women. Literally, if you got to grab them up and to help them be saved and engaged with the spiritual renaissance, man, I don't know what better important work that you can do on this planet and in this time in history, which is so extraordinary, so unique, and what a blessing it is for us to be alive at this time, playing this important role. So you're part of the leadership. If you're listening to this broadcast tonight, it's no accident. It's a divine appointment. And your call right now to step up to the next level. declare the truth that shall set us free. Richard, got a couple more minutes. Go ahead. Share what else is on your heart.
Yeah, well, I represent all of these architects and engineers everywhere I go, and a couple of other things that are just so obvious to them that we weren't told, for instance, was all of these explosive ejections that occur 20, 40, even 60 stories down below the zone of destruction, if you will, this collapsing twin tower. Well, way below, it, bursting out of the sides of the towers at the midpoint between the corners of the building in the facade is these ejections with explosive building materials occurring at speeds propelled by explosives, not air bursts. These are 160 to 200 feet per second. Air doesn't push that fast because we're told by NIST that these are this is produced by this piston, this 15-story section driving down the building. That air has got to come out somewhere, right? Well, it's not air. It's pulverized building materials, and if it were air, it would be blowing most of these windows out, not these highly focalized, pinpoint, accurate, violent ejections of pulverized building materials. So this is very clear in our DVD also. And what's most troubling, though, is the behavior of the building at the initiation of collapse. Because what we're told, the whole official story, is that in the case of the North Tower, a 15-story section above the jet plane impacts, in the case of the South Tower, it's a 30-story section, these sections of building drove the rest of the building down to the ground. Well, first of all, each of them are destroyed in the first 4 seconds of the collapse. There's nothing left after 4 seconds to drive the rest of the building down at any speed, much less near free fall acceleration. It turns out to be two-thirds of free fall acceleration. That's how fast the upper component telescopes in on itself. It implodes. It's like a classic controlled demolition above the point of jet plane impacts. And then after that, it's the building itself tearing itself apart, hurling these members and creating this incredible upward-outward arching streamers, the geometry of fireworks, and these explosions are seen racing down the corners of the buildings, and it's diagrammed it's shown to be two-thirds of free fall acceleration. So this is very, very clear, irrefutable evidence of explosive controlled demolition. So we have the evidence. We don't actually need a real investigation by Congress. What we need to do is have the media and Congress, and mostly the American people, as you were saying, rise up in their level of activism to force people to look at this, first of all, and congressional representatives, which we've done. We've had 20 different presentations to their different offices, and we've given this evidence to all of them by fax, and we're going there in October. In September to present the rest of this evidence, September 8th, to the members again and give them our latest DVD and hopefully 2,000 architects and engineers. What we need is acknowledgement, massive public awareness, forcing the media and the Congress to acknowledge that, yeah, you're right, we can't really get away from this. We do need a new investigation, but there's no question that this is where this evidence is going. So it's just going to take all of us, Lynn and Sherry.
Yes, Richard. Well, thanks so much for being with us tonight on the Inside Hour, Richard, and we'll see you next week, actually in a couple weeks at the Conspiracy Conference, right?
Thank you so much, Richard. It's been a pleasure having you on here and just letting increasing awareness on really what happened.
Yeah, very compelling.
You're
You're a great representative of 9/11 truth. You're very articulate, and the information at your fingertips is very, very compelling for the listeners. So thanks so much for being with us tonight.
You're so welcome, and we'll see you at ConspiracyCon for sure. We'll have a table there, and we'd love to talk to everybody, the listeners who come.
Excellent. All right, have a great night, Richard. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've basically come to the end of the Inside Hour. I want to thank our sponsors, bbsradio.com, healthyworldstore.com, Healthy World Affiliates Program. Sherry, you got about a minute and a half to share people of Healthy World Affiliates opportunity.
Well, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. You'll get a free website once you sign up. It's worth about $10,000, a turnkey business with all the amazing health products that Dr. Harwitz has in his Healthy World store. Not all of them, but eight of the top sellers.
In essence, we're breaking up the company to give out partnerships.
Exactly.
These are limited partnerships that we're really offering right now, encouraging you to literally become a cooperative member.
Right.
Be our partners. We're not looking for customers so much. We appreciate customers, but we're really looking for leaders.
And if you sign up, just email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, and I'll send you a banner, which you can put on your website, connected to the link that you will get after you sign up. And if anybody clicks on your banner and purchases through your link, then you'll get a commission check. So you don't have to do anything. You just keep it on your website.
Just remember, there's no administrative burden on you at all. We've taken that completely off of your shoulders. It's all simply takes 2 minutes to sign up.
And you get 40% discount also on the products, which is great. So I know you take advantage of Dr. Harwitz's products,
right,
and you get a 40% discount. So it's a great opportunity to get
that. And you get a 40% payout on five different levels.
Which means like five people you refer, up to five people,
you still get some
commission. Like, so how many times have you actually offered to, you know, if you recommended a store to somebody and you never really got a credit for it? So this is sort of your recommendation to go to this, to your store, and then...
Yeah, so remember, it's your store. We're going to give you a clone of ours. It becomes yours. You refer people to your store. The only thing you have to do administratively is take the check to the bank once a month. So anyway, that's it. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com coming up just in a moment.
Good night to everyone, and God bless you all.